I'm getting married tomorrow. You're all invited. If there was anything Nashville Nash Beckett could have said to make his entire family go silent for all of 10 seconds, that was it. Not that he had planned it to go any differently. When he wanted to make a point, move a plan into action, or motivate an entire room full of the most stubborn and opinionated people in the entire world, aka his family, he knew how to make it happen. That's why he'd known challenging his cousins, Griff and Dixon, to the last man standing bet after their Grandma Betty died was always going to end in success. Manipulative? Him? Only when he needed to get his family to do what needed to be done for their own good. The rules of the bet were simple. Each cousin had to go on 6 dates with the first woman who answered their dating bios on the Bramble app. The cousin who didn't end up in love by Christmas would officially be named the last man standing and win the most important prize ever, the last Christmas present their beloved Grandma Betty left wrapped but untagged. And he wanted that prize bad. With his other two cousins now deeply in love, he only had the last 6 dates to be named the winner, which was why he'd found a loophole, of course. Marriage. All the Becketts stared bug-eyed at him as they sat around the long table in one of the private dining rooms at Le Hibou, which, despite its name, didn't serve owls, thank fucking God, or French food, again, thank fucking God. It was, however, one of the best and only vegan burger joints in Harbor City, which he'd insisted they eat at frequently, so his sister, who was the only vegan in the group, didn't always have to be the one scouring the menu for vegan dishes. And honestly, with a restaurant named The Owl, Nash was glad there was no meat being served. He absently rubbed at his stomach as he glanced around at the decor. There was a whole owl motif going on, and the chef had named all the burgers after different owls. Now, Nash wouldn't say that the look of the owls fit the look of the people who ordered that type of burger, but he wasn't not saying it either. For example, when Nash made his announcement about his wedding, his bearded, tatted-up cousin Griff had been digging into a double-patty impossible melt called the Whiskered Screech Owl. The man looked like someone you'd cross the street to avoid, and he was prickly enough to be more than happy that people made that assumption, since it usually saved him from having to make small talk. So, it was absolutely no shocker Griff was the first Beckett to go back to eating his food at the exact moment when everyone else at the table finished processing Nash's words. There was a heartbeat more of blessed silence before all the talking started, translation hollering, about a million questions at once. In other words, it was a gathering of Becketts. Finally, one voice broke through the noise. "You are so full of shit," his cousin Dixon said, and then lifted Fiona's left hand up and kissed it, nearly blinding the room with the light reflecting off the huge diamond engagement ring on her finger.